December 5th, 2016, I laid in bed with my son, singing in his ear to comfort him while he was dying. He will be forever 32. In August of 2013, Ron was working a full-time job. He loved his job. He loved his coworkers. Often volunteered to work 40-plus hours. By the middle of August 2013, Ron was ill. Disoriented, trouble walking, urine retention. He's taken out of work for a week with the diagnosis of a UTI and Norwegian scabies. This went on for 3 weeks. My husband and I then brought him to upstate emergency room, where they ran a battery of tests, came up with a diagnosis of AIDS. We had no idea what this meant for him, but we knew we were going to hold his hand and fight the battle with him. I want to talk about stigma. Webster's New World Definition, a bad mark on one's record, a sign of disgrace. Because of stigma and fear, my son did not get tested. Because of stigma, Ron's younger brother went to school and lied to his teachers and friends about his brother's disease. We need to stop the judging. This can happen to any one of our families. Parents, guardians, loved ones need to start having conversations with our youth. A 5-minute uncomfortable conversation could save them. Educate yourselves. Talk about regular testing. Talk about proper condom use. Let them know they're loved. For all of you that are watching out there that may be HIV positive and have not been tested yet, please take the step to save your own life. It's simple, and remember, you are loved. In closing, I'd like to use Ron's words. Quote, don't put HIV testing on the back burner. Quote, don't ever be afraid to be protected. Get tested. And while he was alive and fighting this battle, one of his favorite quotes he would say every day is only God only gives his strongest warriors his toughest battles. I want to thank ACR Health for giving me the opportunity to let people know of my son's story, because that's what he wanted. Thank you. Thank you.